Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. Happy Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, for welcoming you back to another installment of the Ryback Show. Sitting here doing a 24-hour fast and got my shoulder massage coming up here. 90-minute session on the shoulder, and I've got to do work on it too a little prior and a lot after with the golf ball, with all of that. And we'll talk about all that good stuff and answer some of your questions here, getting going on today's show. Probably got about an hour for you guys tuning in today with everything I got done. Can't go quite as long today. And filming a little bit more content, which we'll talk about with everything as well. Instagram, TikTok, the big guy Ryback22. Thank you guys for watching the live stream here of the show. You guys are the co-host of this show. If you swing on over to Ryback TV and hit that subscribe, smash that subscribe button, turn all notifications on. But your questions, you ask them, I do my best to answer them. Wrestling, pro fitness, health and fitness supplementation, mindset, life, and anything and everything in between. Super chats are greatly appreciated. Big guys, coffee, Starbucks money, drinking my Starbucks here right now. Free today with Stars, with that good old Starbucks app. Helps use, put money on a gift, put money on your phone. Don't you, you have your debit card linked up to it. But when you put your card and you keep refunding the Starbucks wallet, you get double the stars when you do that little tip. And then you get every 50 stars, you can get a free $3.52 cup of coffee. That used to be $2 and something cents, but times they are changing with the rapid inflation, as we have all been victim to, or subjected to, I should say. I hate the word victim. Just a shit word. With that, YouTube, Ryback TV, Twitch, Ryback Rules, and Twitter at Ryback, streaming on all those platforms as well. This show, this podcast is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly, greatly appreciated if you have a moment to leave a positive review over on iTunes. And this show, guys, brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for men and women. He, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. All this month, you still get a free bottle of our Brain Feed memory and focus support. And you can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20. That's RYBACKSHOW20. Save 20% on your orders. Sign up for my email and text message saving program, where you can save each and every week for our really high returning customer rate that we have. It's my way of saying thank you. You get a positive message of the week with a huge discount. One email, one text, greatly, greatly beneficial to sign up for that to get discounts not made made available anywhere else on any of our marketing or the other things that we are doing. All right, guys, and check it out. We got all the merch as well. I'm wearing, is it feeding time yet? We also just have another shirt that says feeding time, but this one is it feeding time yet? And not quite yet, ladies and gentlemen. I made a TikTok yesterday, I saw the Madonna, because supposedly the Madonna, I guess this is, it made news, but it wasn't news, because I think Madonna's been out as bisexual, like, the majority of her life. And then I guess she did like a, and you never know how, I saw like the original thing, and then people make news things off of them, and which isn't her, she has no control over that, how they, what they put out. But it was like, did Madonna just come out as gay with the trash can thing? And then I saw Eva Marie did something. If she makes it, she's going back to WWE or something. I go, oh, I'll just be really funny to make one and just purposely miss. And I always love to laugh. I was looking, but it's doing decent on TikTok. Instagram, it did decent as well. TikTok, it's picking up steam. But like a group of like the, I can always tell when like a group of people, I feel like they just have to be, has to be like a Reddit chat form. Like, let's just go bombard this thread with negativity. And then there's like, they all use the same words with it on it, but it's overwhelmingly positive. But most people, it's like, just learn to laugh. It's not anyone being bitter or angry or anything over it. So it's like, if you follow me, you know my sense of humor. Sarcasm is my second language, if not my first. Like, it's almost, I just love laughing. And it's helped me be successful and get over my injuries. And I will continue to do that, because I just know how valuable that is. Laughter is the key to so much in life. It really, really is. And it puts you in a feel-good state. And I was like, when I just see people like just being miserable, little mizarks, I'm just like, get out of here. Losers. All right. Let's go ahead and get into your questions for the day. A lot going on, guys, in this week. And I've got a new show out as well. I don't know if it's going to be possible to do every week, but it's going to be most weeks, where it's behind the curtain with the big guy Ryback, where it's kind of like, people have told me to do this for a while, and I'm going to tweak the camera. I didn't like the camera shot because I did it from my phone, because that way I could record it in 4K, a little better quality, which is a bitch to download and upload. All of those takes forever to show up on my iCloud with that. But I've got a ledge up here where I could film a little better shot, I think, in coming weeks. But kind of like, I love like the Chael Sonnen, the Bad Guy Inc., when he does on MMA. I really, really like, and people have told me forever, like, you should do that with pro wrestling. And I go, yeah, why don't I do that with pro wrestling? Like, well, I do my show, we take the clips, right? That's all great. But I go, just one topic, one video, 10 to 15 minutes. And I think next week, I did this week's, if you get, it's on the channel here, Behind the Curtain, and it's with the return of Bray Wyatt. Tune in, tell me what you think, please, on the comments. I'm very open to hearing what you guys have to say on this. I think it allowed, what I know, and I can give great insight onto things in more detail than I sometimes do even on this show, right? And I think the next video for next week, I think I'm going to do it on the booking of Wardlow, because I've got some things that, like, and I touched on it on last week on nothing to do with him. I love him. I love his character, and I want nothing but great things for him. And that I hope that the promotion and people can hopefully do a better job at protecting him. And because there's just little things I see when I see him when he's on TV, which should be every week on Dynamite. And it's just like, ah, come on, let's. So I think we're going to be doing a video on that for the next week in detail, on some of the things that I've seen and things that I know from when I was right in really good spot, and how I knew things weren't going well and I had no control over it. But it's, I think that will be an interesting one for sure. But I enjoy doing those. I think, and I enjoy doing the Bray Wyatt one. So hopefully you guys check it out if you can. And we're working on getting this channel growing, and I'm working with some people, and we've implemented some things doing the YouTube shorts. And because, like I said, they have this channel smashed down, but I've literally started turning the metrics, and it is a priority. And I'm not letting WWE win. I told you guys from the beginning, I will never stop. And what they've done is, and they've turned it up, they want to cut all my revenue off is from as many places as possible as this thing has got prolonged. And they just think it's like that I'm going to tire out. It's like, it's all 48 laws of power. They think that like I'm going to be mentally fatigued and drained. Nope. Hey, sure. Every once in a while, I'm going to get upset. But like, nope, I'm just going to keep finding ways around it and keep trying different things. And like the growth should be so much more than it is, but I just say it's a slingshot getting pulled back, and I'm not going to let them win, and I'm going to get it all and so much more back. And I've always been protected, and they just chose the wrong motherfucker to ever try to do this to. Social media companies as well. You think I'm ever going to forget this? The moment I'm in a position that I can go ahead and reverse this, I'm going to be Rogan Show. I've got the people, I've got their names written down of all the people that have been involved in this from the platforms that, and I go, we're going to let's go guns a blazing. And I go, you doing this to a guy with the injuries and everything, and with my dog and having to not take my appearances. I go, man, you're playing with fire doing this to a human being, a guy like me. And I'm the nicest guy in the world, but I'm also will not put up with bullshit one bit. And I don't, if there's one thing that the big guy doesn't like, it's bad people. And it is Green Mile all day long. I don't like bad people. I'm the nicest, friendliest, I love to laugh guy. I get along, have a beer, just have a good time. But man, you try me, it's that's it. There's no in between. And so I'm looking forward to the time that the tables are going to be flipped, because I promise you they are. And with this and trying to prevent, you know, the different things. And luckily with Feed Me More Nutrition and you guys, I have the best fans in the world with all the love and support you guys have helped with everything, you know, and it greatly, greatly contributes to me being able to continue to fight this and do what I'm doing. And, you know, the Ryback trademark, you know, one of two things is going to happen. WWE is either going to agree to settle and, or it's going to go to decision and I'm going to win. They don't want that to be the case. And I would rather, there's always the possibility that I could lose the trademark, letting it go to decision. But with what I know, they're not going to award them a trademark when they abandon it. And I am legally Ryback Reeves. The legal name of the wrestler is always the wrestler intellectual property. They know this. I beat them at their own game with that. So I'm like, hey, you guys will let it go to decision if that's what, because it will be worth it beating him on that. It taking that chance to make an example out of them and the verbiage in their contracts and just how pathetic they are that they can be beaten with it, which I don't think they want to happen. Maybe I'm wrong, but at the end of the day, I don't care either. And it's like, all right, we're going to do it. We'll go all the way to the end, or you're going to settle. You're going to speak to me and settle under my terms. So we'll see. Rant over. I saw a super chat up there. I'll get to that. Says Ryback, what did you think of Bray Wyatt promo last night? I thought it was really good. He got real emotional. Yeah, I saw it as well. I actually sent him a message and just said congratulations, and he responded back. And I don't text him a lot anymore. We here and there, but very sparingly. And since all this happened, none of my business. I'll never ever ask, but you know, we have mutual friends, me and Henning, Curtis Axel, and you know, I've never it's none of my business anything, but I talked about it on the return video on Behind the Curtain. But I saw the promo and I really, really liked it. And I think they've learned, and because I told you, and this is to let talent go out there and to let them infuse part of themselves and into their characters. You have to, I think, at some point in time, and because he's been a gimmick in a lot of ways, right? And the gimmicks are great. I love gimmicks, but he's been a gimmick in various ways where you're really playing these characters that are maybe not like they're from him, from his creativity. But if you know him, I can tell you the Fiend isn't anything like Bray Wyatt that I know. The Husky Harris, the Wyndham Rotunda that we all used to laugh, and he's one of the funniest guys, and you know, but there's a side of him that has this warped mind and these things that he's able to tap into to do those really cool characters that resonate with a good amount of people, right? A large amount of people. I think it's absolutely brilliant to let him come in and to speak and be emotional. And I just told him, I go, congratulations on getting that moment to speak in as yourself. Cause I think that this is one of the things that I'm so adamant and passionate about, of being social media and being myself. If you guys ever wondered, and you look, a lot of wrestlers aren't as interactive, and this isn't knocking, because I think there's a fear, and I wasn't interactive when I was Ryback, cause I was like, oh, I can't let people, I don't want, you know, you don't want them to necessarily know your real personality, because you want them to be, you want them to believe in your character. And one of the old things too is like, well, what would Stone Cold or Hulk Hogan or The Rock, what would they back in, you know, they wouldn't be using Twitter. Yes, they're all on Twitter now and they are using Twitter, and they would have if it existed in their period. And it actually is a detriment that they didn't have it. Not saying it was a detriment, I necessarily shouldn't say, but it is a huge advantage if you know how to use the social media. And I firmly believe, as physical actors, you could be even bigger if you interact with people and they understand that you're just a character and it's an extension of your personality with that, but you have real relationships with some people, and you're just yourself. I think a lot of people are just afraid to be themselves completely on social media and don't understand the importance of it either. I learned this through marketing, and when I left and a lot of Gary Vaynerchuk, and like, I had to get out of that wrestler mindset of like, no, I'm a business owner now with it. And I'm going to be a wrestler once again, but I'm a business owner. And my goal is to get as much traffic to my website, get as many customers and take care of those customers, but be myself and show people my real personality. Because there were a lot of lies being put out, social media being restricted, suppressed, pushing out lies, building up hate. I go, how do I fight this? I can only fight this by being myself and putting out massive content, right? And then people can make an educated decision with that. But most wrestlers aren't in that position with that. And they don't, you know, they don't always want to show you, and they're in the limelight all the time. They don't necessarily want to show you their personality or everything, right? And I get that, and privacy, and I'm as private as they come with that, but I've opened up to showing my personality and my sense of humor, and I don't give a damn what anyone thinks. I'm me. I love to laugh, and either you like me or you hate me, it's not going to stop me, right? And so I think with Bray, that was an opportunity, and they knew that was for, and I don't know whose call that was to go out there and to let him speak from the heart. And again, no matter whenever you're still dealing with promos with it, right? But there's a direction on it, and there are those moments where you're, that's where the lines can get blurred in wrestling, right? Where you, because you, it elicits, you know, emotion, and that's the part that is very real to fans and to the wrestlers and the talent themselves, right? With all of that, so I liked it, I loved it, and I think I think that we got some questions, some answers here on maybe we're going to see a babyface Bray Wyatt. Which I think is very wise because of the merch that he was moving before. I think whatever numbers he did, and I don't know the specifics on the numbers. I've heard like you guys that he was a top seller with The Fiend, or up there at least, right? With that, which is no easy feat. Very few talent ever get to a position of doing that. And it sounds like he did with that. I think he could beat whatever numbers he was doing as The Fiend by him infusing a little bit of his real personality into the Bray Wyatt character and being a little more connected to the audience. And I think the timing is perfect for it, with everything that's happened, being gone with the passing of Brody, with Luke Harper. And I just think there's a huge opportunity for that, for him to connect at a level that maybe that opportunity just wasn't there because of the characters he was playing. So, man, I dug it. I watched it and last night, and it was my wine night. I had a little bit of wine, and I watched it, and I sent him a message right after, like I said. And I was just very, very happy for him. I missed it. Tyler Shugru, Super Chat, Coffee Money. Yo, rewatched Royal Rumble 2014 the other day. Can't believe that I forgot that you and Batista did get to fight for a couple minutes until he eliminated you. Yeah. That, you know, man, that was a pretty cool moment. Dave was so cool, and he had the company. He was coming back to do, they were filming stuff, and he was always so complimentary towards me. He would always, like, Dave was still is enormous. Like, I can't imagine Dave being bigger than he was, but he was, if you look early, and there was a reason for it, but he was still an absolute, that animal moniker was very rightfully fitting of him with that. But he's a tad taller than me. But if you look at us, I think I held my own pretty good physically on that. And I've always, that was cool because I think it's sometimes you look back and you don't realize how big some people are. And so I always loved, for me, in being physical and always being in being the big guy, 285, 90 pounds, sometimes a little couple pounds heavier up there, getting the opportunity to stand and have interaction with him out there, which, you know, obviously it wasn't as long as what I would have liked. But Dave, you know, he came up to me prior to that day at the Rumble, and he just goes, man, this place is, it's like, what a mess. And he goes, what's going on with you? Like, he goes, I don't understand any of this. And I just go, it's my punishment period. And he just goes, this is crazy. And I go, yeah. And he goes, you want to do something? And like, I go, yeah, whatever, if I'm in there. And I was in there. And he goes, I think you're going to be in there when I come out. And so I kind of, it was some people fed for him or whatever it was. I think I went in the corner with Cesaro, maybe. Everyone, and then he started getting rid of, bumping people, eliminating people, and then me and him, it was cool to at least have a face-off, because I wasn't being featured at the time, outside of, I think, me and the Axeman, Curtis Axel, doing Ribaxel stuff, and even though we were used all the time, but I wasn't being featured how I was, and I wasn't being protected, nowhere near to the level that I was prior with that, but it was cool. And he, you know, he didn't have to, if he didn't want to do anything or anything with that, it could have just been like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to, you know, just eliminate you and just throw you out. And like, he wanted to do something at least. So it featured me a little bit. And the focus was us face off, middle of the ring, me jaw jacking, light each other up, boom, 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 something. He gets the better of me. I get the better of him. He sells into the corner, right? I go for, like, I'm going to go to meat hook him, and he backdrops me out over the corner on that. And, you know, it was a cool little Royal Rumble moment. And, you know, I always wish I could have been in the Royal Rumbles longer. I wish I've got great endurance. That's one thing I would have loved to go number one and be in there to the very end, even if not winning it. Obviously we all want to be in that spot, right? But I would love to be able to show him, like, man, Ryback, like, that's one thing, and I've done time many times in different matches, but in that, really, 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 really put in some time. That's always something, and still to this day, would absolutely love to do, just because I know I can with that. But yeah, that was a fun spot, man. Dave is, I knew too, he had his run, and he saw the way that things were, and they had changed a lot from his previous time there. Which is crazy. A lot changes every, like, 5 years. Things just change, right? And then he just came back. He wanted that one match with Hunter at WrestleMania, which I'm glad he got to do things his way. He had one last match, and he's done. And And time has gone by. He's older too. He's always going to be in amazing shape. But I think that truly was his last match. And unless something random came up, but. Man, it was really cool to be able to be in the ring with him. super nice guy. He always made me feel good because I used to look like you. That would be, he'd say, oh, I used to look like this. I think he even said that on his DVD. And my band's pumping up, and I was like, knock it off. He was an absolute monster, man. Hold on, how to reduce belly fat, no carbs diet. No, carbs are very important. I think that's one of the things a lot of people make the mistake of is they cut their carbohydrates too much. When you do that, what can happen is you can slow your metabolism down. And and you reduce your energy levels. One of the things that I like to do that I find to be very beneficial is carb cycling, where I'll do 5 days of lower carbs and 2 days of higher carbs in the week with that. And I've got it like usually Friday and Sunday are my carb days. And Friday is where I'll do like my Ryback TV or whatever. I pick a day. It's usually, I try to do it on Fridays because I like to do my wine and then I have my cheat meal for the week on that. But if I sometimes, like yesterday, I didn't feel like recording. I've been doing more content and I was just like, and I had a busy day and I want to chill out at night and I don't want to go drive across town and get food. So I'm like, I'll do that on Sunday on that for the video. But where I have higher carbs on those days, and usually Sunday is all clean carbs when I do that with the timing of the video. If not, I just do the video and I try to do nothing too crazy on that as far as not going too far outside of what I would normally eat calorie-wise on that. But carb cycling is very beneficial and you want to be able to keep your metabolism going. And that's why it's so important to incorporate physical activity and working out and having an idea of your caloric needs, how many calories you need in the day, which we have the BMR calculator on feedmemore.com. It's free. Plug in your information. It'll tell you how many calories you should ballpark be getting a day. And then you can then break down your macronutrients between your protein, carbs, and fat. And kind of get an idea. When you start doing that and you can play around and then all the people that go no carbs, you're cutting out essential micronutrients and fiber and foods that you need. And carbs play such a vital role in keeping your metabolism high. And that even pro bodybuilders, and again, you're dealing with like drugs with a lot of these, with all of them with that. But a lot of them, even when they would go like, you know, low carbs, they were still eating a lot of carbs. And if they cut their carbs, it was for a very short period of time towards the end, getting ready for a show. Then they would carb load. And there's routines and all of that, that with people that are masters with that stuff on filling out and ridding the body of all the sodium of all the water and sodium at the end. And then filling the muscles with glycogen with certain carbs. Write that. But, and again, you're dealing with, you could do all this stuff without drugs, but they're doing it with high levels of drugs. And it's just a different ball game on that. But you can, with that, they're not going low carbs for too long because they know it can be detrimental. And I've seen it with so many people. I've made the mistake. You start getting flat, your metabolism starts slowing down. And it's like, you get carb scared and you're like, oh no, I can't eat that. It has carbs. It's just a carrot, Steve. Fucking relax. But that's how people get. So carb cycling, look into it. There's various ways. You could do every other day. You could do, you know, 1 day a week. You could do 3 days a week. I do two. Two is a really good spot where I continuously am making progress and I'm getting in better and better shape over time. It's like, just keep, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm very happy with it. Good morning from Australia. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Ryback show. Somebody says, Mr. Clean lookalike. I'll take that. That's a hell of a compliment. Thank you. Mr. Clean's a very popular man. Super chat, Austin Hackett Sweller. That's a hell of a last name. Austin Hackett Sweller. Old Hackett Sweller. Advice for a guy wrestling with really bad self-conscious about bad teeth. Best of luck with WWE. Hope it's settled and you get what's right and you deserve. Thank you very much. I could speak on, I went through this and I wouldn't say I had really bad teeth, but I had, because I got Invisalign right after NXT. And I'll never forget this. And because I used to, when I was a server at Smoky Bones in Louisville, Kentucky, I had braces multiple times as a kid, I think twice, two times with the old school metal braces. And even when I was a little kid, I always had the two big front teeth. But when I was a little kid, those, it looked like buck teeth a little bit. And I'll never forget, like, I remember a girl that I knew at school, she goes, "Ryan has buck teeth." And like, and it was, I remember that. You just remember weird things when you're a kid. But I remember having, my teeth were crooked as a kid and got them braces. My sister had them, most, a lot of kids have. Had my teeth perfectly straight, and then my wisdom teeth came in, which I never even knew, like never were painful, but my teeth went crooked slightly again, where my front tooth kind of it was worse, was sat behind a little bit, like it came in, and then my bottom teeth, and my dad, it's genetic, my dad has the same thing where it's a crossover a little bit right there, and it's gone back ever since. I'm out of the Invisalign, by the way. When I'm in pictures or smiling, you can't tell as much, but I have their slightly just went, they slightly went off again. And I just said like, oh, I'm not getting Invisalign or anything again. And like, cause I stopped wearing the retainer and I'm just like, they're straight and no, not an issue. And like, if it was bad, I'd get it fixed again because, but I, getting to your question, I was self-conscious of this and much so when I was younger. And when I was a server at Smoky Bones, I remember I'd smile and sometimes I'd forget and I'd just smile, but I was sometimes like, with people because it's big, just good looking man with a full set of hair. I go, but my teeth were crooked again. And like, and I'm being sarcastic with everything, but I was self-conscious about it. And I go, when I can afford to get these fixed, I think I'm gonna, with it. Cause during Nexus, in the ring, we were in Sacramento, and I don't remember exactly where we were. It was my turn to talk, and I'm cutting a promo on TV, and I just hear somebody echo, "Fix your effing teeth." And I remember I was so angry that somebody did that, and that just kept going, did my thing. But I just go, man, what a real piece of, you know what? You know what I mean? And because that's the world. You got to have, people can just be absolutely ruthless, right? That guy probably had messed up jack teeth and probably was severely overweight and had probably a million other problems with it. But I go, I'm just going to get Invisalign and wear those while I'm on TV. And I would just wear them at night. I didn't wear them all the time. And so I had to wear them longer. It took longer for my teeth to get straightened, but they did. Then I wore the retainer. So my advice to you though is like, look, I get it. And I understand that there's different, you know, our smile, and it people look at you and they we think everyone, they can judge us, and it makes us feel not good, insecure, right? And I think my advice to you is try to get Invisalign as soon as possible. You're going to be very happy, and I'm sure there were programs and things that you could make payments on, and there are ways to do it where hopefully you are able to make small enough payments and that fit within your budget so that you could get that fixed. That would be my advice as far as is start looking into that right away because and I don't know if you have or not, but you may be shocked at that. You're like, well, this isn't as expensive or I can make payments and on a payment plan, I could actually afford this now. And I think that would be very beneficial to you to do because honestly, I could tell you all day long, well, like just, you just got to suck it up and you just got to, you know, but I know how it feels. And I think most people, we all want to have straight teeth and have a good smile. And it affects how I think, you know, with women or men or whoever and how people, it can affect so many different things in our confidence. Right. And I just know my confidence improved even more. And I've always been a confident person, but I was self-conscious of that myself for the longest time with it. And I just think you just take the steps to try to get it fixed is the best thing that you could do. And you realize like, hey, this is what you have right now. most people have crooked teeth. There's nothing wrong with it. We have no control over it at the end of the day, right? And it was, and if you look, there's many famous people that have a lot of money and their teeth aren't dead perfect. Now you have celebrities and certain people that have the fake teeth, the veneers, or they do all this work to get their smile a certain way. Cool. I get it. But the majority of people, and you know, even people that have all the money in the world, I've had it now multiple times. I'm not getting them again. This is my smile. I use the teeth whitening. I try to keep my smile as good as possible. And I just go, you know, it's not bad. I don't think about it anymore with it and whatnot. So, but I understand, man, how it can really be affecting you. And, again, payment programs and different things. I think you could, you search around and see, and hey, maybe if you got to go the old school metal braces and they're cheaper and that's more affordable, do it. Because I'm telling you, you're going to feel so good that you're being proactive on fixing it. And like I said, man, look, people can be scumbags, man. I see it. There's a lot of great people in this world. There's a lot of awesome, but man, there's some really rotten bad people in it where they want to make you feel bad, right? Well, that screw them at the end of the day. And you just say, you know what? I'm going to get this fixed. Screw them. And I'm doing it because I want to do it though. And they don't matter. And you're going to feel a million times better. Tyler, which team is more overpowered, Ryback, Lashley, and Lesnar, or Goldberg, Strowman, and Batista? Brother, you cannot bet against Ryback, Lesnar, and Lashley. That is the strongest trio in the history of professional wrestling, brother. Everybody at their peak and in their primes. Yeah, I'm sticking. No, don't get me wrong. Goldberg, Strowman, and Batista. That might be the next formidable, you know, it's pretty damn close with that. But I'm putting my money on Ryback, Lashley, and Lesnar. Tyler, you always pop me with the scenarios. Very good. Let's see here. I did see that, yeah, LA Knight was back on SmackDown. I saw that last night. You know what? I'm going back and I was watching. I will say, I hope LA Knight, this is just what I saw. And I follow him. We follow each other on social media. I don't know him. I think we did one show together in California, if I'm not mistaken. That when I wrestled EC3 on, this was one of what towards the end, right before I got done, stopped everything. The Kirk, unfortunately, who's passed away, his promotion, I did two or three shows out there, which was nice because I was able to drive back. But he was on that show. I saw it last night, and I know the character in NXT was doing well. And when I saw him last night on SmackDown, I hope he isn't trying to be like a Stone Cold Steve Austin, because with the vest and even in the promo at the end, it just sounded like I could. And again, we all grow up watching people and want to try to do things. And that character has kind of an edge to him and is a smart ass, right, with that. But I think he has enough talent on his own to try to carve out his own niche. And I just got that vibe from what I saw last night. And he ended the promo and it was weird. I don't know why. And that was, it was in my head when I watched it, too early to tell. Cause I didn't see a lot of them in NXT. Cause I don't watch a lot of NXT, maybe little things here and there with that. So that was really my first time really seeing him in full with that. And that was what I just go, I get a Stone Cold, but obviously not with the bald head, right? And he has his own, but like, maybe I'm wrong on that, but I'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to jump to conclusions, but that would just be my thing. I hope he isn't trying to do that, because when you sometimes in the WWE crowds, if you're like, they that could work against you on that. But I like him. I like him. Like I said, I want everyone to be as successful as possible. And I think there's a lot of potential with him, and definitely more so being away from the maximum male models. But I think those guys too, the male model guys, those guys are such characters in that those guys can have jobs for 10 years putting people over if they and they can be over themselves. I'm a fan of the model gimmicks because I think it just Zoolander. I think it's just heat. They're heat magnets that when they allow them and to do things. And so I hope that those guys get more opportunities to get heat and go out there and work the gimmick, brother. And they could carve out a really nice spot for themselves and be up there for a long time if they play their cards right. Yeah, somebody says, I agree. It's weird. He talks like Stone Cold. So, okay, it's not just me. That was what I felt when I hope he, that's not what that is, because those typically don't, that isn't good. But if he can be himself and be unique and infuse his own personality and right. And then everything will be fine. Sonny Lamont, Ryback Show regular. Thank you very much for the super chat, buddy. Feed me more. Hello from Alaska. Alaska, one place I've never been. I would love to go to Alaska at some point. Somebody says, why don't you do a bodybuilding show while you wait to settle with WWE? Stupid. Do you not like? I don't know what to tell some of you guys. Is it, do you the injuries? Do you know what I'm doing to get better? I'm not a bodybuilder. I wouldn't go get involved in that. I think bodybuilding is ugh. I've never been like no. Like I don't know what to tell some of you like that think I'm just like that's one thing going on. I'm getting my shoulder to where it needs to be, and I was like again. I don't expect any of you to understand what this work that it takes and what I have to do. It's never been overcome before, and I'm going to do it with it. And I've had to be more patient than ever, but man, you know, just stop. No such thing as a stupid question, just stupid people. One of my favorite lines. Super chat, Michael coming in. Michael Moranti coming in with the super chat of the day. I've been eating a lot of vegan food since I've been watching these, but my question is when I have vegan pizza or a vegan burger, et cetera, is this all healthy? Is there a point where it's too much? So, you know, that just because you're eating vegan doesn't mean that it's healthy on that. You're just not eating animals. It's better in the sense that you're not causing any suffering or any harm, right? From an animal standpoint with that meal. But again, eating out, you're going to get more sodium regardless, massive amounts of sodium, whether you're out eating vegan food or not non-vegan food with that. Two, you're still getting a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of fats. And so that's why I always tell, I do the meal once a week where I eat out somewhere and that's to the channel to help raise awareness and get eyeballs on, man, you can eat a lot of really cool food that's plant-based with that. But you can also, yes, you can overeat that stuff and be very unhealthy and whatnot. I think it's a better alternative to the fast food option of it, but you're never eating at home and making your food and cooking, not eating processed food as much as possible is the way to go. And there's all this plant-based food and all these things that you could do. And I do this 99% of my meals, 90, whatever percentage it is. I cook all my own meals and portion things and ration them and for the week. And, you know, you got to do that. That's being healthy in eating a wide array of fruits and vegetables. And I have it all to fit my diet and the balance with that and to get the protein that I need. I keep some of the plant-based meats in there because they're very beneficial for me in hitting my protein. And if I wasn't eating those, I could incorporate other plant-based things, eating more hemp seeds, more nutritional yeast to get that protein count up even more. I've got my plant-based protein shake. I do my eggs, my egg whites and my eggs every day with that. So I'm getting super high protein, and I found a way to do this eating plant-based with this, and where I'm getting maximum results for me physically and health-wise on that. But if you're just doing that and all the time, you need to be eating at home as much as possible. You want to be very selective on how much you go out to eat. At the very least, you're getting way too much sodium doing that all the time. You do it here and there, not a big deal. But if you're doing that consistently multiple times a day, too much. Hello, Ryback. How are you? Are you still relevant today? I would say so. I would say I'm the most followed pro wrestler behind The Rock on TikTok at 3.3 million, about to hit 3.4 million. I would say I'm somewhat relevant. I don't think it's you're always more relevant when you're on TV. But I mean, outside, I would say I'm more happy being less relevant today than I was when I was more relevant the other day with that. And I've got way more working in my favor. So, but I think the obviously being restricted on social media, and I've grown despite that. But I think that TikTok and then YouTube, I've got one of the most followed pro wrestler accounts on YouTube without any TV time over a lot of people that have them that are on TV. So, and that's even with all the BS and the games and the restrictions. So I think I have a very strong, good audience. Obviously there's issues with things and I've talked about, but get that off the screen. I think it depends on who you ask and who's following me and whatnot. And if you just follow me on Twitter, you might say, oh, it doesn't get a lot of interaction on there. And rightfully so, because they're one of the worst ones on what their restrictions are working with WWE. But if you go to my TikTok, you go, oh, this guy's the most followed here. Like, so. India, we're going to put you in a timeout. I'm only going to meat hook you. I'm not going to shell shock you out of here, India, yet. But if you come back in after timeout, after you're in the corner, I put you in the corner for a brief period of time. I've asked you nicely to go in the corner. All right. I'm going to ask you not to say anything, not to interrupt anybody, not to spam. I'm going to push your head in the corner a little aggressively where your nose kind of gets smushed up. And you're like, is he going to break my nose in this corner? I'm not going to go that far, but I'm going to let you know that the big guy's in charge and I don't appreciate you spamming my chat. We're going to keep you in that timeout in the corner because you're a grown up. You're not a kid. So this is all within my rights. And we're just going to aggressively kind of keep your head in that corner. We're going to let you come back out. We're going to let you come back in the group. We're going to let you interact with everybody. We're going to give you a chance to come back into Rybackville and be a good citizen of Rybackville. And if you can't, I'm going to shell shock you. And that's it. Game over. Guys, I'm not a bad guy. I'm not this big, evil, horrible human being. I just want to get along with. I want to laugh with you guys. I want to answer your questions. I want to drink some coffee, drink my carbonated sparkling Waterloo water. Talk life, talk pro wrestling. Have a good time, guys. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be throwing meat hooks and shell shocks all day long. But you make me. You guys make me do this. I hope Wade Barrett does one more bull hammer for old time's sake. Yeah, man. So here's the deal. It's only a matter of time. He's going to get the itch to do a match at some. He's in being around in that environment up there and seeing everybody again. And after, and he was down there at NXT, but back on the main roster, I think at some point somebody's going to pitch something. I know he wants to do something with McIntyre because he's worked Sheamus a bunch, but I think he's going to want to do. If they come at him, if Triple H, if there was something to do something with him and McIntyre at WrestleMania, I think there's no doubt he does it. If they so, and they're clever like that, they'll wait, they'll get him at some point. He'll be doing a match at some point. I absolutely love Wade on commentary. I tell you, I'm biased because he's my friend. But I think he is. I just think he's awesome, man. He's beyond talented. He should have had multiple runs with the belt, with the championship, WWE championship. At least one or two, in my opinion. At least one. One, but I think there were two periods where there he was he could have done it. But the one with the Nexus and the other one was he was wrestling Orton all the time. There was a period there where they could have ran with him again. And but I mean, he's been IC champ like 1,000 times, so that's he's held championships with that. But I like him on commentary a lot, man. I think him and Cole, they're really good. And I think he's going to get better and better when he gets the chemistry really, really, really starts picking up between him and Cole. There was one little thing last night where Bailey was, and I think she even tweeted it. Bailey was like, slapped the desk and said, you need to be talking about me. And Michael Cole, I am talking about you. And then Wade just chimed in. Oh, he's saying nasty things, Bailey. I laughed at that really hard. Like, that's the kind of stuff I like, that little on the off the cuff natural, that's not scripted, and like you're not just talking about the match and something happens and the talent, it's act and react. That's my favorite part of pro wrestling that I love more than anything, and that's where you get the real gems. The ISO Hungry shirts are in stock. We've got all the merch. All that merch is fulfillment's in North Carolina. It's all print on demand. All that. We've got everything. There's never, and if it is, let me know if it says out of stock. It shouldn't. All of those things are in stock at all times. Bailey has great glutes. comment of the day. Super sticker, John Mellencamp. Thank you for the super sticker. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Contributions to the Ryback Show. I love Michael Cole as an announcer as well. I think he's absolutely fantastic in at his job. And obviously, he wouldn't have been there that long if he wasn't. I have given Wade Barrett. Wade Barrett, Ryback beat Wade Barrett in 2015 or 16 on WWE TV. I don't know if, I think it was SmackDown. It was towards the end because we were both getting towards the end. And Wade Barrett beat Skip Sheffield during NXT season one on TV with the old Wasteland. Oh, you want to talk about a hard bump, that move. But I'd take that all day long. But I guess some people didn't like it, which is why I think he had to change his finish. I always loved the Wasteland move, thought it was just, but it is a violent bump with that. But I got redemption on him as Ryback. I beat him clean with a shell shock 1-2-3. If you go back and look, Ryback has beaten all the all-time. If you look, I have wins over pretty much the majority of the greats in the business. Super chat, Michael Morante again. Thank you, Michael Morante. Have you ever had the Starbucks chocolate cookie? They effed that up real bad. Had it this morning. No, I have not. I have not had it. I'll tell you what. I used to get their Rice Krispie treat, the marshmallow Rice Krispie treat every once in a while. And I love those Rice Krispie treats. I used to get them before I'd go to the gym when I was doing a little more carbs at different times. And I would get like a Rice Krispie treat with a coffee. I'd sometimes get two. I'd be a real piece of shit. I'd get two of them. But I was going to the gym. But man, I'd get all wired on sugar. Just like that little, it'd be all hyped up. Yeah, I don't know who's going to join Bray Wyatt, the Wyatt Six, or if they're going to do something with that. All I know is it's intriguing. It piqued my interest, and I'm sure it has a lot of people wondering and talking and debating and cussing at each other on who those six people are, who's going to be involved in that. I've heard Eric Rowan. We've heard Bo Dallas. And I think that it's a great opportunity to get a really strong faction and back up there with Bray. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. John Mellencamp. Hi, my name is Joey Conklin. Thank you very much, Joey, for your contributions here on The Ryback Show. Any tips to lift weights, heavier weights easily and progress faster strength? Baby steps, man. The movie What About Bob? Baby steps. And I've got little weights. I've got little half-pound weights in my gym, and which I just got my Hammer Strength shrug machine, ground-based traps. So my traps are watching the coming weeks how big my traps get. Just wait. This is my big traps equal big claps from all the fans worldwide. And I've always had big traps, but I can get them. And I have a routine that I switch to when I'm ready to get them TV ready. Oh, they're going to be all just out of this world. You're not going to be able to look at me without going, Jesus, Ryback's traps. I have little half pound weights is what I was getting at out there. And they look like little baby. They fit over the Olympic barbells, but they're like, you can't even tell a difference when they're on. But what I'll do is when I'm trying to increase strength in that, and like I'm at a level where you're not making huge jumps at any point in time, that adds up over time. You put a little half pound on this week, another little half pound, another little half pound. I've got a whole stack of them, so I could use a lot. And that's how I get stronger. I do them when I'm doing like my preacher curls or different things where I'm trying to increase my strength on different movements. And you just do it little by little where it's not going to sacrifice your form. It's almost, it's not noticeable on that, but you're getting stronger and you're going to, over time, there's no quick fix, man, to just getting bigger and stronger. But that's how you get stronger consistently, is baby steps, trying to just be a little better the week after the week. And it's not always going to happen, but that's your mindset. You're going to get just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. It's not, hey, I want to throw another 45 pound on. That's not, but hey, you throw enough of those half pound weights on, all of a sudden you're up the 45 pounds after 6 months or 4 months. And right. And that's how you do it. Just progressive overload in baby steps with that. Wonder if we'll get Rey Mysterio versus Dominic at Mania. Man, I tell you, that's another great storyline right there. That with the Bloodline stuff is absolutely out of this world, top notch. The performances by everyone of the Bloodline has been just exceptional. And Sammy, Jay, Jimmy, Roman, we've got Solo up there. There's so many cool. I see Solo eventually. With Roman, I see that being a big issue, a big, 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 big deal with that. I just see, I see what I feel like they're doing, and it is, I absolutely love it. And Sammy is really, he's always just being Sammy. He's not doing anything different. He's just being Sammy. And I think that's what makes it so good. And I hope they incorporate some, I really would like to see, I think it would be so hilarious if like Sammy's dating Tamina, like, or something, just like get Sammy, make him really official. He's really in the family. And like Jay just has to accept him more and more, but it's like, I don't know. There's something where that with him and Tamina that I hope they capitalize on. And, but we'll have to see with that, what direction they take it. With that, but as far as Ray, that's where I was getting at, is that's another fantastic storyline right there that I feel like is really relatable, and that's usually the best stuff, that people could feel that pain, father and son fighting and arguing, right? And that would, I think that hopefully they could continue that to WrestleMania. That would be awesome if they can do that. And Dominic rebelling and going with Judgment Day, and like Dominic is getting great heat right now. And that heat is, that's not easy to, that's in that storyline. And that is, man, they can get that way more over time. The longer this goes on, if they can be creative with this, man, and just Dominic just rebelling against just Ray and Ray just choosing to do the right thing and not strike his son. But there's going to get to, so we need that to keep building, because we need it to finally, we need to get to that point where we need Ray to go, no, Ray, you strike that sense back into your son. You strike the fear of God in him to where he respects you again, because they're going to get to that point. And they're doing it, I think, really, really, it's very early stages right now with that. But we're going to get a point where we're going to get mad at Ray. We're like, not mad, and like, we want him to stop letting Dominic do what he's doing. And people are going to go absolutely apeshit if they do this right. And that WrestleMania would be the place to do it. This is why, this is the importance of storytelling, guys, and why it's so big in wrestling, because it makes the wrestling so much better. This is why you cold matchups, cool. You can do that, but you need to do just cold matchups for no reason all the time. It does not hold a candle to when you do it with production and storylines. It doesn't. Is one shell shock enough to beat Roman Reigns? Well, I would make sure that would be penciled in that way. Yeah, you damn right it is. I was in school for kinesiological sciences at UNLV, Community College of Southern Nevada, then UNLV, before I got signed on to WWE Tough Enough. Walter, Double W in the house. Good to see you. Another Ryback Show regular. Hope you and the family are doing well, buddy. Hey, buddy, I see your comments about talking about the AEW stuff with CM Punk. I actually got it. Look, if you just scroll down a bit on the channel, we've got a clip from one of the podcasts in detail talking about that. So I think that would, I'm going to turn you to that so that we don't talk about some of the same stuff that I've already addressed on here. Yeah, long-term storytelling makes for much better storylines and character development. Absolutely. And when it's done right, man, you don't have, it's like the Bloodline stuff. They're doing it the right way. They're doing it the right way. And when it's done, I will say that I think the product has greatly improved since Vince has been gone. I think that there's a lot of good stuff going on. I feel like Bo Dallas should bring back the Bo Leave gimmick. I was a huge fan of that character. He got great heat on the shows. He cut promos on live events on TV. I'm a big fan of that kind of character. And like, it's almost like it's like the Simon Dean, where you could use a guy like that. He's not going to be in wrestling for the main event unless you book him to. I think he can. But I think he could build, he can carve out, he could do that and be a really, really solid mid-card heel. And you get the right wins at the right time, but you get heat. Even if you don't have to get a lot of wins, you're just allowed opportunities to get your heat back. And man, just so entertaining. Man, it could have, I thought that was one of the things I always thought that was ended. It made no sense to end that and then to not do and then how he was used after that. Absolutely, just it was a real head scratcher to me, and I'm a big fan, and he can. I thought that brought out his personality and how he is and how we know him, and he's funny. I thought that allowed him to be so entertaining. Whereas when he wasn't doing that, I don't think he wasn't able to because it was still Bo Dallas just without the Bo Leave. They took away all the substance and what the things that made that character great. And then he was just in with the groups, and it was like, you can't do that, man. You can't do that. unless you go a whole different direction, and that just never happens. So, which now I think if he comes back, I think we're going to see a different direction. And with Bray, and I think that's where, okay, let's go. Looking over the, some of your questions here. Joshua says, how's your shoulder doing? My shoulder's doing well. It's I've got my session today I got to go to later. I'm working on it for 90 minutes, and then I got to do a lot of golf ball work, because when I fast, I do my 24-hour fast, a lot of inflammation in my body goes down where you don't even know you're inflamed. But I could tell, I this is usually Saturday and Sunday are the two biggest days of the week that my scar tissue is broken up. There's still a lot, not a lot, but a big piece up here in my trap, and that I got to get, and that we just keep chipping away at. And it can be painful at times, even, because I think it's like around a nerve. Even I get where I sometimes roll and I'm like, ah, and it's really painful, but we got to break it up. And I got to break it up with the golf ball and with movement. And I trained shoulders at home yesterday. I had a really, really good shoulder workout. My shoulder is not grinding like it was. I still get a little bit of movement in there because the scapula is still getting stuck. So that's been my main priority, is just keep working on it. And so that I could do all the things that I did prior and be physical and be bigger, stronger, and faster than I've ever been, with no limitations. And that's why it is just taken. That's why the legal stuff, I kind of just like, it's all timed out kind of perfectly where I'm like, I wasn't doing anything. This thing went like a year longer than it should have with the delays with them, with the BS on wanting to settle. And I go, you know what though? It's actually been a blessing in disguise, because that I'm not doing anything until my shoulder is where I need it anyways. And this is, it just kind of coincides where I'm like, well, I'm just going to let this finish and just keep working. And it's going to, and then once it's done, then it's not, that's not holding me up. Right. And so that's why I've been able to kind of keep my cool and like, I'm not so like, and granted, I want it done, but it's not like I'm like waiting to go somewhere and wrestle and I can't until this is over. It's like, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to be stupid until I know I've put in so much work and so much money and time to get my health to where it is. And then I go, I'm not throwing that away to be stupid for just jumping the gun just a little bit. So I luckily, and people could think what they want about me and whatnot, but like, I'm pretty content and happy. Like, and I'm very like motivated, and I need to do things, and I want to be back more than anything with that. But I'm also like, I could say I've got my health and happiness, and I've got the state of mind of being of gratitude where I go, I'm grateful. And like, I'm not going to do anything stupid either. And like, I'm not like egotistical where like, I'm gonna come back for one more match for you guys. Like, that's BS. Nobody ever, you always come back for yourself. Yeah, it's part of it. That's part of the equation, but it's never, I'm just coming back for one more for the fans. No, most people that go back, it's because they either need the money or they want to go back for themselves. They'll just be honest about it. That's a luxury that the fans want you to come back and do a match as well, or to come back and, right? And that all plays into it, but it's like, I'm not like in the position of, where I'm going to, I need to be seen. Like, I got to come back, you know, granted there's a lot of things, right. And I want to do a lot, and it'll benefit me in a lot of ways, but the health is my number one thing. And it was, and I made that decision to get healthy, and I've given everything to that and the amount of work, and it's all going to work out in my favor. So when the time is right, the time will be right. Thank you very much for the kind words, Larry, saying I really miss you on wrestling. Love this channel as I'm able to see you. Keep up the good work with your shoulder. Thank you, buddy. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Somebody typed Ryberg. Maybe that'll be my next wrestling name. Michael Moranti, thank you again for the super chat. Tori Wilson, Dawn Marie, or Trish have to tag with one of them in the ring. Who are you picking? Tori Wilson, Dawn Marie, or Trish Stratus? I have to tag with one of them in the ring. Who am I picking? Michael, I feel like there's more to this question. I feel like this is if I answer this, this is more than just a tag match. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're just a very just curious person and you want to just know who I would tag with. But I feel like if you're asking, you know, who does the big guy want? I'm going to answer your question as a tag match as a professional. Can it be a fatal four-way? It's a really tough choice. Is it Tori Wilson dating? Is she dating? Is this when she was dating A-Rod or Jeter or whoever? Or is she single? That could factor into it too. You know, I'm going to go Trish. We have a lot in common with the fitness stuff. And, you know, and if anything were to ever happen past the tag match, she would be really good at helping promote Feed Me More Nutrition. So, Trish. Strictly tag match, though, pervert. Strictly tag match. Are you ever going to return to WWE? Not if you keep asking me. I'll do it just to spite you. Thoughts on Kurt Angle? Absolutely love Kurt Angle. Follow each other on social. I've always gotten along with him great. And I wish I could have wrestled him. It was always... And I know he mentioned, you know, wanting to wrestle when I started to, was doing the independents. We were on a couple shows together. He wrestled Cody on one of the Northeast wrestling shows that I was on. And, you know, I was so beat up and I had all my injuries. That was stem cells were beginning and he was towards the end. And even though he went back to WWE, but he was, you know, all he was on his last stretch there. You know, I would have loved to wrestle him in his prime. And I would love to know when I'm back and me, because I think I'm going to be my all-time best when I'm back. And that I would like that version of me to wrestle Kurt in his prime. That would have been, man, there's so many. I wish I could have wrestled Bret Hart. Wish I could have wrestled Shawn Michaels, Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, all those guys, all guys. Edge was a guy that I'm glad he's back. That was always somebody I wanted to wrestle. You learn so much from those people, have the experience. And even if they don't even try to teach you, you learn from them and you just pick up things and you see how their brain works and on putting together matches or ideas. And everyone has a unique little flavor that they bring to something. And they've worked with all those people. They've worked with so many greats over the years and legends. And it kind of a little stuff gets passed on that way. I'm a big fan of that, that you can't get working just developmental talent or new guys. You got to be in there with those guys. I don't think Kurt, yeah, someone says Kurt should come back for one more match against Cena at Mania. You know, Kurt, I think, has had double knee replacement. I don't know if that is even, and I'm not sure. I'm not familiar on like knee replacements. I know you obviously like, I know Undertaker and I think Big Show had the hip replacements and were able to come back because the hip replacement is the way that is, it's able to handle it. I don't know, you know, on knee replacements, what the deal is with physicality. And if you're ever the same after that, you know, as far as I think it gets you out of pain, but I don't know, you know, like, it's like why I wouldn't, like I needed the shoulder replacement at 34. And I go, no, because shoulder replacements. And luckily I met Buff Bagwell at an independent show. He had just gotten one. And he was saying like, he couldn't do like the things that he used to be able to do. You're not allowed to weight train heavy. You can't lift like, because the ball and socket, the joint there is plastic. They don't have a shoulder replacement yet. At least they didn't that time. And I still don't think from everything that, because if they did, I probably would look into it. If I would be able to be better than I've ever been with no limitations and not like, then I'm like, man, that would have saved me years of all this work and all this different stuff. But they don't. And I think at some point they will. And which is good too, going and like with all this stuff, and that could be an option down the line, and right. But I don't know with the knee replacement how good that is as far as the wear and tear and being physical on that, and what you're able to do or not do. So I don't know if that is something that is possible. Rye botch, absolutely, brother. Botching left and right. Well, you know what I'm not going to botch? I'm not going to botch this shell shock and block your little bitch ass. Shell shocked out of Rybackville. Got that one right. I always wonder, like, somebody, they just wake up. They're like, I think I'm going to go watch Ryback's chat and type Rybotch. Man, how pathetic is your life that was on your agenda for the day? Hello, hello. Kurt's health not good. Seen him lately. I don't know. You got to remember, Kurt. So one, I just saw a picture of him with Bert Kreischer on his social media page, where he looks absolutely fantastic. He's super lean, still in shape. Bert, not so much. Both. I love Bert. Bert is absolutely hilarious. One of the funniest human beings alive, I feel like. You know, Kurt, though, with the neck injuries, and I could tell you with the nerve, and the nerve damage and atrophies your arms, and he's had that forever with that. And but the problem is with the older you get, and is old age, and things, and like he's lived a very physical life, his whole life as an active, you know, amateur wrestler through professional wrestling with that. And he's got his knees replaced, and he probably has to even probably have some other stuff, but like the nerve stuff, nerves have a mind, like nerves are like just a monster. And like once nerve damage is there, and if it doesn't get repaired, it can cause a lot of problems. And you know, so like his neck and stuff, that stuff that is probably his limitations, he's probably, you know, movement wise. And I don't know the things. I think physically he looks good though, but like that stuff, the older you get, the more it pronounced it can get with that, you know. But I think he takes care of himself exceptionally well, and I'm sure he's as active as he could possibly be. And you know, I'm not one to say, I don't know how outside of that I wouldn't know, and I don't think anyone would know, you know. Hopefully, you know, as his family, he's happy and he's as healthy as possible. I think it's a great thing they got the knees done, and hopefully he's not in any pain anymore on that end. Because I could tell you, in being with my back and shoulder, it's not a fun way to live, and being in pain constantly with that. So, yeah, he's still in great shape. He's just not able to go with the injuries and surgeries. Yeah, and that point comes for everyone. We're all human, guys. And I think a lot of times people forget that, and they forget, like, we're all getting older every day. Every day we're the youngest we're going to be, and we're the oldest we're going to be for that day. But we're going to keep getting older. Every day that passes, we get a day older. That every human being, and you're born, you live, and you die. And we're all going to get older. We're all going to progress, and we age at different rates and different things. People get older. It is, you know, most people, you know, a lot of people don't live to be older. So it's something to be grateful for. And I've always looked at that. I feel like the world is weird with how we sometimes treat people that get older. And it's just like that. Like it's weird. And like, I always, like, when people make comments, I see things that people say to people, and like, I'm just like, what an odd way to talk shit on something. It's like, but there's a lot of miserable pricks in the world and unhappy people that are, you know, not doing well. Ryan Wooldridge, thank you for the super chat. Ryback, is there a loose weight shake from Feed Me? No, there is not a shake weight from Feed Me More. But I could very easily order those, get those, and throw the tag that Hungry logo on it to do funny TikToks with. But with that, guys, we're going to go ahead and wind down. We got to wrap up today's show. I've got to get going here. I actually went a tad longer than I than I probably should have, because I'm going to have to hurry here with everything. Please go ahead, check out my Feed Me More Nutrition Guys premium supplement line on feedmemore.com. We've got all the Ryback merch. If you guys can, you don't like supplements, you don't want to try the supplements, we've got 13 different ones for men and women on there. If you buy a piece of merchandise, accessories, it all helps everything that we're doing here with all the legal stuff and moving forward, and to help continue to grow. And everything, Feed Me More Nutrition, everything under that Feed Me More LLC is my baby, and constantly looking to continue to grow and expand and give you guys the best supplements on the planet. We've got merch, not only Ryback, Feed Me More stuff, Hungry stuff. We've got other like weightlifting merch and accessories on there for the drinkware and the shirts, tank tops, hoodies, beanies, ball caps. We got all that stuff. So check that out, feedmemore.com. Save 20% with discount code RybackShow20. Please turn on all notifications for this channel. If you've not, check back. We've got multiple content with the Ryback Show every Saturday, Feeding Time every Monday morning at 9 a.m. With that, the Ryback Show live every Saturday here, and then doing also Behind the Curtain. That will be coming out in the midweek, usually every week, Wednesday, Thursday, when I can get those out on various topics of pro wrestling on that as well. Thank you guys very, very much. Have a great weekend. Greatly appreciate the love and support. Stay hungry, my friends. Feed me more.